Hi, this is Laura Richcreek. Today, January 31st, is National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. So a friend and I visited the Fort Wayne Museum of Art this past weekend. One exhibit was of three artists' work who specialized in creating art out of reclaimed materials. Ben Venom, Ravi Zuppa, and Lucian Shapiro emphasized the contrasts in life. Ben Venom used cast-off jeans, pants, shirts, blankets, and recreated quilts and jackets with complicated designs that, as he says, tell a larger narrative. Ravi Zuppa took typewriter and pen parts, instruments of communication, and created images of violence, war, combat, and strife. Lucian Shapiro told his own story as he contrasted the masculine and feminine, dark and light, and came out on the other side, knowing there is purpose in the darkness to help us seek and find the light. Additionally, I share a quote from a favorite children's author. You might be familiar with her, Kate DiCamillo, who speaks of profound ideas in her work. And a popular quote from the author and philosopher C. Joybel C. How do you use the dark and light and the art in your heart? From Ben Venom. The reclaimed fabrics used in my work contain a multitude of personal histories, and everyone's unexplained stain, tear, or rip is included. These salvaged pieces are sewn into a larger narrative and become a part of a collective history within the work. The fragility of the materials and their assaulting imagery are brought together in the form of a functional piece of art. Said of Lucian Shapiro's work, in combining the masculine and feminine, Shapiro conveys in this film that one is able to step out of the darkness and into the light to become whole again. From Kate DiCamillo's Tale of Despero. There are those hearts, reader, that never mend again once they are broken, or if they do mend, they heal themselves in a crooked and lopsided way, as if sewn together by a careless craftsman. Such was the fate of Chiaroscuro. His heart was broken. Picking up the spoon and placing it on his head, speaking of revenge, these things helped him to put his heart together again. But it was, alas, put together wrong. From C. Joybel C. In our day and age, global society has been saturated with the wrong teaching of false positivity. The denial of darkness never equates the abundance of light. And the denial of your actual character never equates to the reality of your best character. People today are afraid to work on themselves and on their actual realities. They believe that outward appearances are enough. Outward appearances have become everything in our current day and age. People don't see what they are actually like, nor who they actually are in reality. They live in a phantasmic version of reality. It has to stop. In the phantasmic version of reality, there is no chance to experience true love, true goodness, and true metamorphosis. The caterpillar does not become a butterfly by telling everybody it has wings. It actually buries itself in darkness and grows those wings. This has been Laura's Voice, production copyright 2019. Thanks for listening.